There was ample accommodation for this new acquisition of ancient wisdom provided before its arrival, and Mr. Chubb now spent a whole week in arranging the volumes on their proper shelves, having, as report affirms, altered the arrangement at least 7 times during that period. Everybody wondered what the old gentleman was at all this time, but it was discovered afterwards that he was endeavoring to effect a distribution of the works according to a minute division of human science. After this matter was settled, he regularly spent his evenings in the library. Frank Merriweather was hardly behind the parson in this fancy, and took for a short time to abstruse reading. They both, consequently, deserted the little family circle every evening after tea, and might have continued to do so all the winter, but for a discovery made by Hazard. Ned had seldom joined the two votaries of science in their philosophical retirement, and it was whispered in the family that the parson was giving Frank a quiet course of lectures in the ancient philosophy, for Merriweather was known to talk a great deal about that time of the old and new academicians.